President Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened to send the military to San Francisco, most recently claiming the ability to do so under a 1790s law.
But don't forget, I can use the Insurrection Act. 50% of the presidents almost have used that, and that's unquestioned power.
Democratic Senator Adam Schiff of California calls that a politicization of the military for political theater, and he took to the Senate floor Tuesday to raise the alarm. He says this has never really been about crime or quelling some kind of insurrection.
For the president who refused to act when our Capitol was under actual insurrection on January 6th, this has never been about public safety. It has been about control. It has been about quashing dissent. It has been about using our troops as political pawns to show anyone in any city in America that the president is not to be crossed.
He describes the Insurrection Act as a law intended as an exception to another law, the Posse Comitatus Act, that otherwise forbids the military from getting involved with domestic law enforcement. Schiff says there is no rebellion or insurrection, not in Los Angeles or Portland, Chicago, Washington, D.C., or San Francisco. He says Trump revealed his motive when he spoke to generals and admirals at the Pentagon last month.
And he spoke of his real goal, which was, quote, we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military. But our cities are not military training grounds. And there's no way to assert an insurrection like the Shays Rebellion or the Whiskey Rebellion that had occurred shortly before the Insurrection Act was passed in the 1790s to justify, today, the unjustifiable.
Schiff says Trump is enlisting the nation's military in a civil dispute against his perceived enemies, community organizers, clergy members, journalists, courts, anyone who dares raise their voice against him.
Does that sound like a president who believes in a system of checks and balances? Does that sound like a president who believes in democracy, or does that sound like a president who wants to be a king and will use any law, archaic or otherwise, as a pretext? Because the use of this law could forever erase the line between an apolitical military and the political whims of the Oval Office.
Back in San Francisco, Mayor Daniel Lurie said in a statement that the National Guard does not have the authority to arrest drug dealers, and he says sending them to San Francisco will do nothing to get fentanyl off the streets or to make San Francisco safer. City Attorney David Chu joined a coalition of cities, counties, and elected officials in filing an amicus brief urging the Supreme Court to stop the administration from using the military for law enforcement or deploying the National Guard to Chicago. The deployment to Illinois has been paused by a court order. State Attorney General Rob Bonta filed another amicus brief in the case, saying that the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard in Los Angeles was just the opening salvo in the administration's effort to transform the role of the military in American society. He wrote, Trump wants an army that serves a king, but in America, in our democracy, our military does not police the people. He calls California ground zero for the Trump administration's militarization of American streets. Back on the Senate floor, Senator Schiff said no president has the power to turn the military against its own people, and he ended his remarks with a warning for other places.
Even if your city is not Chicago, like Senator Durbin's, or your state is not Connecticut, as Senator Blumenthal, or your state is not California or Oregon, and may not be on the tip of the president's tongue now, there is nothing that will protect you when he turns against your state next. Not if you don't stand up now. This slippery slope only gets steeper. The voice of dissent must get louder.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.